everyone, welcome to our online youth service. Sobrang miss na namin kayo, and hope you guys are doing well with your families. And now let's go to our preaching. We are at the tail end of our series titled Lockdown. So the goal of this series is for us to have a biblical understanding that it is possible to honor God and make disciples despite being locked down in our situation. Just like Apostle Paul, when he was in a house arrest in Rome, he was able to write four prison epistles or letters to a group of individuals that are filled with encouragements, filled with things that honors God. And yung ginagawa natin is that we are looking into some of those prison epistles. Pwede nyo pa rin balikan, guys, yung past 2 weeks na online youth service para mapakinggan nyo yung preaching natin. But for tonight, we will study what it means to have reconciliation amidst a wrongdoing. So let me just read to us our passage for tonight. Kung dala nyo yung Bibles nyo, please turn it with me to Philemon, verses 15 to 20. So both are accepted. Kung anong trip mo, yun na lang. So ako, strip ko yung Philemon. Verse 15, "For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge it to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it. To say nothing of your owing me even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ." May tanong ako sa'yo. Nasaktan ka na ba? Na-offend ka na ba? Has someone wronged you in the past? Oh, wait lang. Bago mo itag yung tao na yun, huwag mo i-comment yung name sa comment section. But kidding aside, I believe we all have experienced that. That's why we can relate to this episode, because during that time, Philemon as a Christian has experienced a wrongdoing from someone, a grave offense. And that's why Paul wrote this epistle, a very personal letter. But compared to the other three prison epistles, this one is so personal. It's particularly addressing a person, si Philemon, and it's composed of one chapter with 25 verses. Sobrang personal. Paul has an appeal to him. So pag sinabing appeal, a serious request, an urgent request, ano ba yung appeal na yun, and what can we learn from that? So for us to have a context on what happened in this epistle, we will look at the three characters that was mentioned here: the offended party, the offender, and the mediator. So now let's take a look at the first character, the offended party, si Philemon. If you will read the previous verses, we can learn that Philemon is actually a fellow worker of Apostle Paul. Si Philemon, naging Christian siya during the mission trip of Paul to the Ephesians. And he became a Christian. He was discipled. He's one of the wealthy people during the time who became a follower of Christ. And nung nagkaroon ng church plant sa Colossae, ang nangyari, si Philemon, ginamit niya yung resources niya to partner with the ministry. In fact, it is said here that there's a church in your house, because during that time, the church gatherings are being done in the house of Philemon. And it is said that Philemon is one of the leaders of the Colossian church during that time. So he's a fellow worker, he's a wealthy man, and he's a slave owner of Onesimus. It's very normal during that time for wealthy people to own slaves. And si Onesimus yung kanyang slave during that time, who actually offended him, who actually wronged him. Which leads us to this next character, si Onesimus. Sino ba si Onesimus? Onesimus, siya yung may pagawaan ng barong or coat. Alam niyo ba yung brand? Joke lang yun. But Onesimus he is believed to have stolen a huge amount from his master Philemon, and he is a runaway slave. He is a fugitive, a criminal. During that time, the Roman law made the slave the absolute property of the master. Slaves had no legal rights. And maybe for fear for his life, dahil sa nagawa niyang wrongdoing sa kanyang master, he ran away from him. And here's the interesting thing, no? God, in His sovereignty, allowed Onesimus to encounter Paul in Rome, which eventually led to Paul discipling Onesimus. Onesimus became a Christian. Onesimus became a disciple, which leads us to the third character in this account, si Paul, the mediator. We know that he discipled both Philemon and Onesimus, and both of them are very much dear to him. And alam nyo, it's a very important thing to note that sa lahat ng mga letters, sa lahat ng mga writings ni Paul, laging maririnig mo yung mention about Christ's death and resurrection. Paulit-ulit yon, death and resurrection. Mahanap mo yun sa iba't ibang letters ni Paul. Pero sa Philemon, wala kang mahanap na mention about death and resurrection. Bakit kaya? Nakalimutan lang ba yun ni Paul? Or is it intentional? And ano ba ibig sabihin ng death and resurrection? Ano ba ini-imply nun? Death and resurrection, one of the greatest blessings that we have through Christ's death and resurrection is reconciliation. One of the greatest blessings that we have through Christ's death and resurrection is this thing called reconciliation. Ibig sabihin, because of our sinfulness, our relationship with God has been broken. But because of Christ's death and resurrection, the good news is that reconciliation is now possible. That we were once considered to be enemies of God, but now we can be reconciled in our relationship with Him. So bakit nga hindi minention ni Paul yung death and resurrection dito sa Philemon? It's like in this letter, Paul is saying, Philemon, it is time for the gospel to be demonstrated. So, alam, ito, you know about this. You claim to be a Christian, a follower. Now, it is time to demonstrate it through reconciliation. Because reconciliation is gospel in action. And to all of us who really claim that we are followers of Jesus, then we are to pursue this relationship to be reconciled. We are to pursue reconciliation because it honors God. And ano ba yung appeal ni Paul? So let's take a look at the appeal of Apostle Paul. Sabi niya sa verse 10 and 11, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus. Take note of that phrase, my child, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Diba? Parang tayo sa church community, meron tayong mga kinoconsider na spiritual tatay. Diba? Mga spiritual fathers, yung mga leaders, mentors, mga tao na nagdideposit sa buhay natin. And formerly, he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. So Onesimus is now a Christian, from useless to useful. So pun intended. Ang galing ni Paul, no? Sinadya niya sabihin yun. And alam niyo ba, the meaning of that name Onesimus, it means useful. And indeed, apart from Christ, ba? We cannot be useful. Apart from Christ, we are all useless. Diba? Imagine your life prior to meeting Christ. But now that he is a Christian, he can now live up to his name because of the gospel transformation at work in and through him. So here's the thing, no? The gospel has the power to change a person. So imagine the people who has wronged you. Imagine those people who has offended us. The gospel has the power to change everyone. The gospel changes us. The gospel changes the people surrounding us. That's why I hope that this will be a reminder for us that we will have compassion for those people, that we will have an understanding that these people, perhaps, kaya nila nagawa yung mga bagay na yun because they don't have Jesus in their lives. But what if they already have Jesus in their lives. The gospel continues to be at work in and through them. That's why we are not to give up on people. So, moving on, in verse 12 to 15, sabi doon, I am sending him back to you. In verse 15, sabi niya, perhaps this is why it happened. He was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever. I'm sending him back to you. I hope that through this situation, you might have him back forever. Talk about forgiveness. Paul was appealing to Philemon to receive Onesimus back, to forgive him and accept him once more. So it might be that Paul is the one in prison. Pero alam niyo ba, unforgiveness in a person's heart is like being in prison. Unforgiveness in a person's heart is like being in prison. That's what unforgiveness can do to you. It imprisons you. It locks you down. Kasi si Paul was appealing to him. Paul is telling him in a way, set the prisoner free. I remember this quote from Corrie Ten Boom. Sabi niya, to forgive is to set the prisoner free, only to find out that the prisoner was you. Corrie Ten Boom is one of the Holocaust survivors. And eventually, God used her to talk about forgiveness in different churches. And at one moment after his talk, no, at a particular church, one of the guards in the concentration camp, na na-recognize niya, in-approach siya. And sabi niya, I was one of those guards in the concentration camps where you were in. And I believe in the forgiveness of God. Since then, I became a Christian. And I know that God has forgiven me for all the wrong that I have done. But I want to hear that forgiveness from you firsthand. Will you forgive me? Si Corrie Ten Boom, she was taken aback. Because after preaching about forgiveness, now God allowed him to actually demonstrate it. He asked God for the grace. He prayed to God. And by the grace of God, he hugged the offender and he burst in tears. And sabi niya, I forgive you with all of my heart, with all of my soul. And he was crying. Talk about forgiveness. He said this, to forgive is to set the prisoner free, only to find out that the prisoner is you. Yun yung ginagawa ng unforgiveness sa buhay natin. It entraps us. Diba? Hindi tayo makamove forward. Hindi tayo makamove on. Diba? You don't have to be locked down by that unforgiveness. Your healing is actually connected to forgiveness. Kaya I would like to encourage you, set the prisoner free. In verse 16, sabi doon, that no longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, especially to me. But now, how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Imagine that, no? From bondservant, tanggapin mo siya. Diba? Forgive him. But from bondservant, I'm appealing to you that you receive him as a beloved brother. Imagine that, no? From Philemon, a master, to Onesimus, a servant or a slave. Ang sinasabi dito ni Paul, that in the gospel, all of us are equal. Tinaas ni Paul yung standard. As Christians, we are to take the higher road. We are called to walk this life differently. Even in our relationships, we are to reflect Christ. So, pagdating sa mga relationship natin, di ba, are we reflecting Christ? Sa mga relasyon natin, no? Sa mga conflicts natin with people, ano ba tayo, pagano o Kristiyano? I hope that when people look into our lives, they will learn to praise God and, grabe, gusto ko rin na meron siya. Paano niyo nagawang mag-forgive? Paano niyo nagawa yun? And here, Paul is reminding Philemon that he is not to be imprisoned by unforgiveness. That he is in fact a prisoner for the Lord. Three times na minention dito ni Paul yung being a prisoner for Christ Jesus. In verse 1, a prisoner for Christ Jesus. Verse 9, a prisoner also of Christ Jesus. Verse 23, fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. I believe paulit-ulit 'tong sinasabi ni Paul because he wants Philemon to be reminded of who is before Christ. Okay, so you consider yourself a Christian. You consider yourself a partner for the gospel, right? I want you to know, Philemon, that you are also a prisoner for the Lord. You are bound to Him. You are not to be a prisoner to your forgiveness. You are to be a prisoner for the Lord. A minister of reconciliation, just like what Paul is doing for Philemon and Onesimus. You know what it also teaches us? That we are to do what is necessary to honor the Lord, even in our relationship. And it also teaches us that while Philemon is the master and Onesimus is the slave, in the gospel, again, in the gospel, we are all equal. In the gospel, we are all equal. And the gospel is indeed the great equalizer. Master or slave, whatever our status is, we are all in the same plane because all of us are sinners who are guilty of wrongdoing. All of us are guilty of wrongdoing. Maybe ang namamagnify ngayon yung wrongdoing ng ginawa sa'yo ng tao na yan. Pero alam mo ba, in light of who God is, all of us are wrongdoers. There is an Onesimus in all of us. A wrongdoer, an offender. If we will just be humble to admit it and acknowledge it, there is an Onesimus in all of us. In view of our master, we are all runaway slaves. And there's a great debt that we cannot pay left to ourselves. We are all enslaved by sin and in need of true freedom. We are all in need of forgiveness. Lahat tayo nangailangan ng forgiveness. And I would like to quote this no, from Martin Luther. Sabi niya, as Christ does for us with God the Father, so does Paul with Philemon for Onesimus. Because of Paul, Onesimus was welcomed back into Philemon's home. In the same way, because of Jesus, we are welcomed into God's home. Verse 18 to 19, ito yung sinabi ni Paul, if he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it. Naalala ko dito si Jesus. When he was crucified at the cross, imagine him saying this. Any wrongdoing that these people did to you, charge that to my account. Any wrongdoing that you did towards others, charge that to my account. I will pay it. Indeed, at the cross, Jesus Christ said, tetelestai, fully paid for. He paid the full price. The story of Philemon is a portrayal of the gospel. Forgiveness paving the way for reconciliation. And in this account, we see an offended party, an offender, a human mediator, and another mediator behind the scenes, who pleads the cause of the offender at great personal cost. That's what Jesus does for all believers. So, I would like to end with this passage in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Yung Philemon at Colossians, sinulat sila side by side. Sabi sa verse 13, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. For we are to forgive each other in light of the gospel as we understand how much we were forgiven in Christ. Our recourse is to forgive others as well. Kung talagang naiintindihan mo yung kapatawaran na meron yung Diyos para sa'yo, despite all the wrongs that you have committed against Him and His people, intindihan mo talaga yun. Our recourse is to forgive others as well. The gospel empowers us to forgive. The gospel empowers us to forgive. Maybe you are having a hard time to forgive and be reconciled with the God, with that person. I want you to know that left yourself, you cannot do it. go back to His gospel. Allow His truth to encounter you and change you. The gospel empowers us to forgive. In another passage, sabi doon, He who is forgiven much, loves much. I pray that all of us will have a great understanding of how much we are forgiven in Christ. You know, what I like about this passage is that from personal transformation of Onesimus and from Philemon receiving Onesimus back, it paved the way for societal transformation. Itong account na to, it laid the foundation for the slave trade abolition movement during that time. So, grabbing impact nito if you will study church history. And the message of Philemon tells us that all of us, just like what is said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19, all this is from God who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. All of us are called into this ministry as Christians. We are to carry this message, and we are to be ministers of reconciliation. So as we end, I just want to pray for some of you. Maybe you are having a hard time to forgive that person that has wronged you, that has offended you. I want to pray for the grace for you to forgive. And in fact, I want to ask you this question. Who are the people that you need to forgive or you need to be reconciled with? And I'm going to give you a minute. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit and pray and then really ask Him for the grace to forgive and be reconciled to that person.